Good morning, Maria and Giuseppe.
Good morning.
You are here with us 2 months now, yeah?
Yes, a little bit more.
A little bit more. So, where the decision to take a volunteership here on the radio came from?
It came from last year, because we go for look the situation, art situation in Haroville last year, and see the Haroville radio volunteer possibility, and so this year go directly in Haroville radio, and this is a very incredible experience for the quality of art, for the Haroville artist, and for the artist go from outside the Haroville.
The visiting artist.
Yes. So with this work, I can grow with my poetic.
What is your work otherwise?
My work is... my subject is the wind. So I start with the wind and with the rose of the wind, with the Western tradition about the direction, about the method for design, for drawing the space, the earth space and cosmic space. So very slowly I go inside the mandala and the yantra system, because also is a description of the universe and the line direction, line energy direction. And for me the Matri Mandir is best example for this kind of research, because it is a project about the energy and the direction, the good energy.
And there's a lot of winds underneath too, yeah?
Yes. The wind here is very different to Europe and Mediterranean Sea. The southern breeze here is like is the best wind, because it's dry, it's no humidity, and sometimes come from west or from east. When come from north, like in Europe, it's very bad.
So that's the similar to Europe, yeah?
Yes, this is similar. But this is the physics sensation of the wind. Mm. This is the wind come outside, go inside the body. But in the Indian tradition, also the wind, 49 winds come from the body and go outside.
49?
Yes. Well, from seventh chakra, seven wind for
every chakra.
Every chakra.
So what do we do with these winds?
These winds are connected with the winds come out from outside, and are very special, because it's the wind of the body. Also is similar to wind, you permit the earth to go around, the sun go around, so the universe is moved by the wind. The wind make the sound, and with the sound we come the light. With the light come the matter. Hmm.
You find out that for yourself with the studying different text, I believe, yeah?
Yes, different text. In many traditions, have this kind of symbology about wind, from the North Pole, and Egypt, and Iran, because my work start from Mitra mythology, solar wind deity, and from India, this vocable go to Iran, and after in Syria changed the name from Mitra to Mikshana. From Mikshana go in Europe is Michel. So the direction of this energy is always from the west. It's a kind of linear energy go from England to Greece. So after many years, I discover my work about the wind is called Apollo Michel Line Direction Energy.
But you can apply this knowledge in the everyday life? You can help somebody with that?
Yes, it can. Because all these studies started when I organized a festival about nature, and the subject was the wind. And so we together started to study about that, of course, 1 year before. But the work didn't stop because he found that was so interesting. And so he continued to develop that. And so, of course, maybe you want to find a practical way to use it, but you can also. I mean, I could, because about architecture, this is important. So it's very difficult to explain how to use that. I cannot explain now, but it can be useful. So it's also an anthropologic work. It's a, he's like an experimental anthropologist.
So now he's more experimenting and documenting the things.
Yes, it's okay. It's research, and then it's a kind of research about how the people used that knowledge. I mean, where the people used that knowledge. So we understood they used in philosophy first, and then they use in architecture, and then they used also to organize the world. Because if you move in the Mediterranean Sea, what you look for is the wind rose, how we say. And so it's the direction and also the name of the winds. They are connected with the places. So you have Grecale is coming from Greece. You have Mistral is coming from Rome. That is the master line, you know, the master city. It was long time ago, yes. So every name is showing from which place is coming from and which direction. And actually the people to move around, they were really connected with this kind of direction, this kind of routes.
And it's probably also connected because Italy is surrounded by the sea for transportation with the ships, yeah?
You
needed the knowledge about that to
and
sail around.
Especially the other people needed that because they moved into Italy. I mean, we were used to receive so many people from all around the world, we can say, also all Mediterranean Sea, people coming from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south, you know, so everyone pass through Italy. And this is a, I think this is a special thing for a country because all the culture joins together, they join together and develop a special new culture.
But let us go back to your volunteership.
Okay.
So tell me, what was maybe the best or the worst or whatever the most impressive experience working with the radio?
Okay. Actually, I didn't come to work for the radio. But I came with Giuseppe. That he was interested about the radio because he has an idea about an art radio. Art radio programs. And we discovered the radio was only on website, and then about that we discovered we had to write text and to take pictures. So I joined him in the beginning to help him about English because he didn't speak very good English, me too, but a little bit better than him. And I work with the visual works, you know, I'm an architect and actually I decided some years ago to work with art for architecture, and so we are all involved in art. So just helping him, I came inside in this world, and I discovered was the best work we could find in Auroville to discover first the art life of Auroville.
It's one work you can discover everything else, yeah?
Yes, and then we discover everything about Auroville, the connection between the people, the connection with from Auroville I mean, and the rest of the world, and how the things were moving. And so we did what we wanted to. We wanted to do that already. But then we found the work in this field, you know, that was a pleasure for us. Also, if we worked very much, we didn't think we were coming to work so much, but it was very pleasant.
Otherwise, you are architect and you were also doing some other work, right?
Okay, I can say I work with every material. Hmm. But in this part of my life, I think I have a kind of mission, and it's about water. I mean, what I understood, water is very important for everybody. It's not only for men, it's important for animals all, and plants that we eat, usually. And so it's life. So I cannot understand how the people can make pollution, destroy the natural landscape for some reason. They have no relation with the real human life. So they are able to destroy the natural environment with all the cycle of water, of course. It's the main energy of this life. And, I mean, I think it's time now to think about that. And actually, I came to Auroville because I was interested how Auroville managed the water in a place with 2,000 people that was in some way similar to my country, my place where I live. It's a small village with 2,000 people in a very dry place, because mm-hmm. has a story very similar with Auroville. I mean, the people kind of 1 century and a half ago, they came to cut yeah. all the trees to make charcoal to sell to Spain, to Barcelona. The land became a desert, and the problem of water was a real problem, because they had no drinking water. And the river were dry. I mean, they have no river, really. They're just something that, when it's raining, become a river. But it's not a normal river. Arrive maybe a wave of 6 meters high in 1 second, because from the mountain, the rain
comes
down. Go directly in the bed of the river, you know, all the water goes there, and then you are in the valley, and then this water come like a storm, you know. It's not normal. And so sometimes the people, they couldn't move from the town because they had this kind of river around the town and no bridges, and so it was very dangerous. But actually, they had no water to drink. So I know the experience about my grandfather, that he spent all his money to fix this problem of water in his village, you know, and to develop the consciousness of the village. He had to make it, before was belonging to another bigger village. And then he had to make this village like
autonomous.
Autonomous, yes. Mm. And then after that, he could start to work about this. And then we can say now we have less problem for water, but it's not really less, just because we have a dam in the only river we have there. Mm. So actually, I came to study how the people here manage about water, because I thought the land was similar. And now, okay, I discover just now they understood there is a kind of emergency. You know, every time the man is in emergency, because they don't make any plan that is really useful. I mean, that is longimerant, we say. They look very far, you know. They it's just work for the day, and always they are in emergency. And so all the projects are not a real project. They are just to cover the hole, you know.
You mean here in Auroville?
Not here, everywhere in the world. This is the problem, but also in Auroville. Hmm. And so this is a kind of consciousness that the people should get, that is not possible to think only about now, but you have to think about the generations. And so the real culture, I can say real culture, the old culture, in places that nobody knows they are there, they are still there, maybe in the jungle, maybe in other places. They think about seventh generation. If in 7 generations the people can care about the same work they are starting now. Mm. So this is the point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where did you hear about Auroville?
Okay, actually, I knew about Auroville since some years, many years, because I found it in my book, the book where I study. I mean, I study in university architecture, and Auroville was one of the eco-villages around the world. And so I knew about that, but, you know, so many villages, I mean, not so many, but enough. I couldn't think in the beginning to go to visit everyone, so I didn't think to go to visit Auroville. But one day, looking for water in internet, I discovered, okay, this is one of the oldest eco-village. They have this situation. Maybe this is a good place to go to look for that. And when I arrived here, first I went to Pondicherry, and then I went to the ashram. I knew about Aurobindo, so I studied for my thesis. It was about the Eastern philosophy of the space. And so I knew about him, but when I arrived in Pondicherry in the ashram, then I knew about the mother. I started to read the books of them, and then I say, oh, they're very modern. Oh, I feel like them, you know. I felt there was something very similar with my way to think and to feel. And then we came to Auroville for the other reason, for water, but then we started to understand about which kind of place was this, and we discovered there was a lot of art, and we were interested about art because we think we are artists. we would like to develop this aspect in our life because we think it's very important more than other things.
So all of a sudden you find the things you need, you found them here, more or less.
Yes.
From philosophy to water.
The most important reason is that this place shows itself like a place for experimentation. And because we work in this kind of way, I make experimental projection with light, and I is an experimental anthropologist, and everything we do, it's experimental. It's an experiment. And we discovered this place, I mean, it's started like that, and it's continuing like that. So we thought this is a good place to act, because it's not easy in the rest of the world. You know, everybody think about the profit, about how much is the money for 1 hour of work, and so on, you know. Just money, time is money, and money is everything. And here with it, maybe we can work, because we don't really care about the money. I mean, everybody needs the money. It's a medium to reach what you need to live, but it's not that the point. It's just a medium, you know. And so, okay, we'll find a way to have the money to live. I mean, we are not worried about that, you know. We never worry about that, but we can survive anyway, you know.
That's good, yeah. Did you apply to be a newcomer, maybe?
We would like to. I mean, we came here to discover Auroville. In the beginning, we thought to apply directly, but then the office and it's closed for the moment, so we just wanted to have our experience and to understand if we really wanted to come to live here. We wanted to face all the things the newcomer.
It's not an easy life.
Yes, but actually we are not really worried also about that, because if we really want to do what we think we can do in any way, as a guest or as a newcomer or as a Auroville or as a foreigner, as everything, you know. And this is the point. Thank you.
If you go back to the sound, to the winds and to the radio, what do you think about Auroville Radio?
Auroville Radio is a good point where the wind come and stay together in peace.
What do you like about Auroville Radio?
I like the people inside the Auroville Radio. Miriam, Andrea, Marlenka, I remember Stella, Vidya, Yalom. And so I like the karma, the energy. I can work very quiet with my time, no pressure. So I can work...
You can work on what you want.
No, it's very important to have flexible time, because especially for art, it's not a rational thing, you know? And you need the time to develop, I don't know in which kind of time and space, but it happened that you need some time to develop some ideas, you know? And then the ideas comes maybe in 1 second, but you don't know when exactly. And so when you have this flexible time, then you can manage much better the things, because maybe you have more energy one day, you work for 12 hours. Another day, maybe you're doing something else, you work 1 hour, but in the same time you are thinking about that, you are organizing about the next days, you know. And okay, the self-managed space for me are the best, because they can get the most energy from the people. Otherwise, you force the people to work a certain time. Yes, to a schedule, and the people are not machine, you know. They have not the same energy all the time. And especially, okay, we like to go to see the venues, to see all the evenings here. I mean, we are used to do that. So for us, it's not a problem to work in the evening also, and not only in the morning, or work in the morning maybe, and also the evening, you know. Depends the part of your life, you know. Yeah. We develop a path where the self-managed time and space, the self-managed person is the most important thing. We think about that. My thesis was about self-managed space, and then, you know, I'm a self-managed person. I mean, I don't need people to tell me what I have to do and when I have to do. And I feel very uncomfortable when happens something like this, because it's like they cannot understand that everybody can move by himself and find the best way to have the best result. Because if you are moving for the best result, you don't need people tell you where and what and how, you know. And when happen like this, it's because maybe the people who tells that they are used to live another kind of life, they are used to listen to people, to drive them in the path, you know. And
I think we are different, because some people need some push, some people are happy quietly doing something. Not to be engaged with the mind or the creative process. Some people need more.
Yes, it's possible also that. But we discovered this was the right place for us.
Nice. So we'll see you again?
Yes, see you again.
Yes, I think Giuseppe likes very much this kind of work. It was going around to record every sound before to come to the radio, and now he's doing the same thing, you know, as a work, and this is, for him, is the best thing, I think. And for me, I really enjoy to work with the radio, and it is possible I will cooperate again. Maybe I have so many other things I want to do, so it will not take all my time. But I think it's a very good place to connect all the ideas and all the facts. So it's the right place to communicate to the world, the entire world, not only to our real people, you know.
We do have an effect on outer world. We know that because the radio is on the web page. But you think we got an effect here in Auroville? Do you think you get a feeling that people listen to it?
Okay, I went to see the share. In the radio, there is a program to understand how many people watch the website. not only in Auroville, but around the world. And I discovered many people in Auroville watch the radio. Actually, when there was the emergency about tsunami a few days ago, some people phoned to the radio to have some news about that, because they thought this was in the real time, you know. But for the moment, it's another kind of job. It's the only archive, I think, about what's happening in Auroville. That's why I think it's very important, the radio. Yes, I mean, it's an archive that you can join all the time from every place, because it's in internet. And it's very good, that I think, because this is important, you know. I mean, all the news, all the knowledge must be reachable from everybody.
Must be shared, yeah?
Yeah, must be shared and must be reachable. I mean, you must be able to keep it, you know, to find it.
To have access to it.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you.
Thank
I agree with you.
Thank you.
Thank you both. See you next time.
Okay.